the Damon Runyon Theater. Once again, the Damon Runyon Theater brings you another story by the master storyteller, Damon Runyon. And this one, that ever-loving wife of Hymie. And to tell it to you, here is Broadway.
Hi. Well, it is of a racing season at Hialeah in Florida, and I am there because of Zane. At this time, I am wondering how to put together a few bobs to get me back to New York, which being my home, I wish to return to. But due to the unfriendly attitude of some Gigi's who do not cooperate, I find myself wandering around with no more loose change than two $10 notes. I am walking up a little street when suddenly I hear the following.
Mahogany, you have got to eat it. It is not hay, but it will have to do. Come on, now eat it. Mahogany, try it. Look, I will taste it. You will see how good it is. See?
Hymie! Hymie, do I hear right? Is that you?
Oh, Broadway. Well, 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 come in.
I think I recognize your voice.
It is me.
I see. I do not know you are in Hialeah.
Since this morning.
And what is that?
What?
That.
Oh, a horse.
Oh?
His name is Mahogany. I pick him up for $100.
Put him down again.
He is a good horse.
But what are you doing with him in the garage?
I am keeping him here until I enter him in a race.
I see. By the way, how does it happen I do not see you around? I am staying at the hotel.
Oh, I am not staying at any hotel.
No? Well, where do you sleep?
Here.
Here? In the garage?
It is not so bad once you get used to the floor.
But what about Lasses, Hymie, your ever-loving wife?
She is here with me.
She likes garages?
Oh, I put her up at the hotel in a suite. She could never bear to stay here.
I see.
And that reminds me, she calls me this morning. She tells me she needs a 10-spot for expenses.
Well, I will be seeing you. So long, Hymie.
Maybe you have got a tenner, Broadway?
Let us not play guessing games. So long.
I got to have a tenner for Lasses. You know how nervous she gets when there is no dough in a kick.
I do. Once I see her so nervous, she shakes a vase off a table, and it flies across the room and hits you.
Well, then loan me the tenner.
Look, Hymie,
Broadway, would you not like a good tip on the Gigi?
There is nothing good about Gigi.
Look, slip me the sawbuck. I will make you a rich man.
So I am done for. But I am willing to listen to reason, especially since Hymie tells me he has got something good. But what that is and how it turns out is something I will tell you in a minute.
And now back to the Damon Runyon Theater and the famous story, That Ever-Loving Wife of Hymie.
Well, I am never able to pass up a good tip. So I hand over the sawbuck to Hymie and ask him, what is the something good?
In a day or two, I am going to enter Mahogany. Bet him.
What? Well, you are a swindler. You take money on the false pretenses. And the false pretense is that this is a horse.
You will hide his feelings.
I will hurt your head. Give me back my pen.
Look, Broadway, Mahogany is a cinch.
I never bet on cinches, only on sure things. Hand me my pen.
Be reasonable. Do you know how Mahogany is going to win?
Yeah, shoot all the other horses.
Listen to me. Mahogany is a sleeper.
And he will never wake up. Look at him. His ribs are sticking out a mile. He has got a sad look in his eyes, Hymie. Even Mahogany knows he is a failure in life. Give me my ten!
Broadway, if I give you the ten back, it will be the end between me and my ever-loving wife.
I say give me... What?
Broadway, I am a lonely man. I have got nothing but Lasses and Mahogany, my wife and my horse.
And my ten?
Listen, I swear to you that Mahogany will win a race. He will go at very large odds. You will go home a rich man.
Hymie, please. I stand here with tears in my eyes. Give me my ten!
All right, all right. If you wish to be the means of losing me my wife, take the ten.
Who? What wife?
But the ill-gotten money never brings happiness to anybody. You will not have any luck stealing this ten from me.
I steal?
Take it, take it. Remember how you turned down a friend.
But you... Hymie, keep the ten.
Thank you. You will not regret this action.
I have got news for you. After this, I will not regret anything.
I reach the heights of a new low.
So there it is. I give Jaime the 10. I say give because I am sure I will never see that picture of Alexander Hamilton ever again. Jaime goes back to feeding Mahogany some excelsior, which he says is disguised hay. Mahogany does not know the difference and eats it. Anyway, it comes up that night, and I am having something to eat in the hotel when the scene is as follows.
Broadway, I am looking all over for you.
I am not all over. Go away.
But say hello to Lasses.
Hiya, Broadway.
Hello.
Nice to see you.
Sure. I tell Lasses how you give me the 10.
It's the first 10 Jaime's seen since they called in Confederate money.
But we will see more, huh, when Mahogany takes a pint.
The only way he'll get one is to snatch it from an old lady. Move over, Broadway.
Take the whole booth. I am leaving.
You don't like me, do you?
I love you. You see, Lasses, he loves you.
Yeah.
I will sit down, too.
Why not?
Thanks.
Been doing any good, Broadway?
Things get worse and worse.
Is that a crack?
Hey, what is the matter with you two?
I don't think Broadway likes me, honey.
Oh, he's kidding.
Yeah, I am kidding.
I see Brick McCluskey in town.
Oh?
Brick McCluskey? Where, when?
He's around.
Gee, I'd like to see him. Just to say hello.
I will say it for you.
Oh, jealous, honey.
Well, I do not like my wife's ex-boyfriend to be saying hello to my wife, or the other way around, vice versa.
Brick's been doing all right.
Fine, if you like the way he does it.
That is what I always say.
Brick wanted to marry me once.
Once is enough.
Listen, you...
Oh, cut it out, you two. Leave us forget about Brick McCluskey and talk about Mahogany, huh? Lasses, how would you like a diamond as big as a steak?
I'll settle for the steak.
Oh, you don't believe me, do you? Broadway, I am going to enter Mahogany very carefully. I will pick a race where the other horses are not very enthusiastic, and then...
Then you'll start all over again, because you know as well as I do that Mahogany is a natural-born mud turtle.
Maybe I better tell you why I do not like Lasses. She is called Lasses because it is short for molasses, which she is supposed to be as sweet as, but is not. She marries Jaime only because she wishes to get even with Brick McCluskey after she fights with him. Before that, she never gives little Jaime a tumble. Though he is very adoring and sends her flowers and candy and jewelry, even if he has to go in hock to do it. I like Jaime, and I do not like Brick. But it is none of my business, so that is that. Well, it comes up the next day. And I am standing with Jaime in front of the hotel where he is waiting for Lasses to show up. And the proceedings are as follows.
I cannot understand this. Lasses says she will be here at 3. It is now 4.
Well, that she's only an hour late. For a doll, that is practically on time.
Broadway.
Huh?
Are you ever in love?
No. Not since I have a school teacher in the 5th grade. And then I think it is only a childish fancy. Why?
It is a terrible thing to be in love.
Then why do it?
It's like horse racing. First, it's only a little bet, and then you win, and thing gets worse, and finally, and... I am very in love with Lasses.
Yeah, I know you are.
I sometimes wonder why she sticks to me.
Maybe she is in love with you.
Oh, you think so, Broadway, huh?
Well, she is married to you for a year now.
Well, sometimes I wonder if she stays married to me only because it makes Brick McCluskey sore.
Jaime, why do you not...
Look, Broadway, look. Well, well, well. Lasses and with Brick.
Oh, Jaime, look who's here.
I've got to look twice. Come on, Broadway.
See, I'm sorry I'm late, honey, but I ran into Brick. Just happened to see him at the pool, and, well, we got talking.
Yeah, sure. Hiya, Brick.
Jaime, how's things?
So-so.
Broadway, how goes it with you?
Up to now, great.
You know my boys, little Mark and Knife Scanlon?
Sure. Yeah, sure. It's nice of you to bring Lasses, Brick.
The pleasure's all mine. Huh, baby?
Oh, gee, I hate to get out of this car. It's so big and roomy.
Yeah, well, I am thinking of buying a car.
What?
Sure, and hitch that plug of yours to it. That way you'll move both of them, huh?
Coming with me, Lasses?
Yeah. Look, Jaime, Lasses does not see much of Miami so far. Be a good guy and let her take a ride with me, huh?
Come on,
Jaime. You're not jealous of an old flame, are you?
Is the flame out?
Sure. Glasses and me just want to talk over old times.
Gee, Jaime, the sun's so nice. And along the ocean, it's like heaven.
You want to take a ride, huh?
You wouldn't mind, would you, Jaime?
Sure he wouldn't. Why, he ought to be glad to see you get a break. Cooped up in that hotel room and... Oh, that reminds me, Jaime. You ought to get Lasses a better place to stay. That flea bank she's in now ain't nothing for a classy dog.
Yeah, well, look, let me tell you something. When my horse wins, I will take her out of that place and I'll...
You'll what, Jaime?
Well, you will see.
I'll wait. But will Lasses?
Huh? What do you mean?
I'll bring her back, Jaime. Later.
Hey, what?
He is quite a big shot for a guy who gets his start with a pair of phony dice.
Yeah. I plan on taking Lasses to the beach this afternoon. But who blames her for wanting to take a ride? She's too nice a doll to... Well, she is nice.
Sure.
Sure she is, Jaime.
Come on. Let us go see Mahogany.
Yep, I feel very sorry indeed for Jaime, but there is nothing I can do. And for the next few days, I do not tell him that every place I go, I see Brick and Lasses talking over old times. Only I do not think if they go way back to Caesar, it would take so much time. I'm beginning to wonder how it will all come out. Because I know if Jaime's horse Mahogany loses, Jaime will lose Lasses. And I know Mahogany is not a great horse by any stretch of the imagination. But what does happen is very strange indeed. And what it is, I will tell you in a minute.
And now, back to the Damon Runyon Theater and the famous story, That Ever-Loving Wife of Jaime's.
It comes up 2 days later, and I am with Jaime at the garage where he keeps his horse Mahogany. Jaime is all excited because it seems he has got a jockey to ride Mahogany the next day. Jaime pats the horse and says to me...
He is in great shape, Broadway.
Yeah, that depends on what you mean by shape. He is very thin.
You ever see a fat racehorse?
No. But on the other hand, I never see one that is practically bulging with bones. My, what a lot of ribs.
He will win tomorrow.
I hope so.
Get your bankroll on him.
Sure.
I tell you, he will win, and when he does, I am...
Anybody hear by the name of Jaime?
That's me. Who are you?
Leach. My name is Leach. I'm a jockey.
Oh, sure. Yes, sure. Come on in.
Yeah. At the oak burner?
That is Mahogany.
My mother told me once never to be a jockey. A boy should always listen to his mother.
Hey, listen, if you do not like the horse...
Oh,
you...
I like him all right. It's just the thought of sitting on top of a razor blade like him that gets me.
Leach, I hear of you.
I get around.
I cannot pay you anything until after you win the purse for me.
I know.
Leach, the hard luck jockey.
Huh? What do you say, Broadway?
He doesn't say anything.
Oh, me. No wonder you get a jockey that will wait until he wins.
Look, I get a few bad breaks.
Will somebody tell me something?
It ain't anything.
Hard luck, Lee.
Listen.
What is this about hard luck?
Nothing.
Jaime, the last 5 times out, this boy is up the horse that drops dead or runs toward the grandstand.
Bad break.
What I, well, hey. Listen, you tell me on the phone that you are a great boy.
Jaime, you are not going to get any great boy who gets paid only if he wins, especially on Mahogany.
All the bad luck in the world is running my way.
Look, I get bad breaks, sure, but none of them is my fault. I'm up in the front when something happens. Ask anybody, it's not my fault.
Sure, sure not, kid, and I would not say a word, only... Well, you do not know what this race means to my friend here.
Oh, mister, you do not know what the race means to this jockey who's out and cannot get a mount.
Kid, look, I got to get another jockey somehow. I cannot take a chance.
Oh, mister, give me a break.
Mahogany has got to be ridden carefully, like I cannot take chances.
Mister, I got a wife. I want to keep her.
Kid, I got a wife, too. I got to keep her.
I get it. Maybe I ought to change my name. I got to go home and tell Betty that it... I... So long.
Wait a second.
Yeah?
You were in love with your wife?
Well, sure. Sure I am, like anything. Why?
Well, I kid, you have got yourself a mount.
I'm going to ride.
You are going to ride.
Oh, you'll not be sorry, mister. So help me, if it's the last thing I do, I'll boot that hay bag down under the wire so far ahead the other jockeys will be able to get their social security before they catch up.
Yeah, okay. Now beat it. I'll be at the paddock tomorrow an hour before post.
Mister, I'll sleep in the stable tonight.
Jaime, you are a real good guy.
I am a real big sap. Here I got a horse that will go at 40 to 1 and a jockey that is poisoned.
Yeah, all that is true.
Broadway, I am not able to let that kid walk out of here. I guess I made a mistake, huh?
I wish everybody would make mistakes like you do.
And it comes up the next day, just a little while before Hogany goes to the post. I am standing with Jaime and Leach, and Jaime is telling Leach a few things.
Look, Mahogany likes his head oily, but do not give it to him or he will burn out before the three-quarter post. Understand?
Sure. I hold him until half, then let him out easy.
That is right. If you got to use the whip, just touch him with it, see?
Yeah.
Kids, you got to win. Understand? You got to win.
I got to win for me and you.
Sure. Now get way there.
Yeah. See you later.
Broadway, what do you think?
I am afraid to think.
Look, I got a hunch. A real big, fat hunch. Once in a lifetime, I get a hunch like this. Mahogany is going to win, you hear? He is going
to
win.
Okay, Jaime, he is going to win. The odds are now 50 to 1 again.
I know, but I will bet everything I got. I will bet my last nickel, my right arm. I will bet my ever-loving wife.
For how much, Jaime?
Brick.
Did I hear you say you bet your ever-loving wife?
You hear me?
Jaime, you're crazy.
Yeah, sure.
You got a hard luck boy up. And a nag that never finishes better than fifth.
This time I got a hunch.
You're crazy, Jaime.
And it is about time that you show up,
man. I didn't feel like getting here sooner.
Hey, wait a minute. Jaime.
What?
You got a hunch, huh?
Yeah.
For how much? Lasses against how much? 200?
Get out of here.
5 C's.
Shut up.
800? Got it right here.
Rick, do you mean it?
Why not, baby? He says he'll bet you. Okay, let's see him back up that hunch.
Do not be a sap, Jaime.
Mahogany loses, then I lose anyway. If he wins...
Make it a grand, Jaime. $1,000. Take a look. I got it. 1,500. Last offer. What's the matter, Jaime? No backbone?
You got a bet.
Jaime.
I am not kidding myself, lasses. For a long time, you look at me like I'm some kind of a crawler. Okay, this is the kiss off one way or the other. I take the bet, and if I lose, I got nothing. If I win, I got the dough, and I keep you. And you, Brick, you going to keep your end of the bet?
If that hunk of dog meat pulls in first, I back away. Come on, boys, let's go.
Jaime, you didn't mean that, did you?
A bet is a bet. I never will.
You bet me.
I love you. I love you, baby, but I do not wish to keep you. If you hate me...
Oh, you're a fool, a sap.
It is almost post time, Jaime.
Yeah. Almost post time. I will stay here.
You are not going to watch the race?
No, you go. I will see you later.
So the horses go to the post, and Mahogany, with Hard Luck Leach sitting on top, is number 13, which cinches it for me. I bet on a nag named Eversure. Then, while I am standing at the rail waiting for the start, I feel somebody stand next to me. I look over and see Lassie. She says,
"You know that nag hasn't got a prayer."
You know.
"And with Leach riding."
"With Leach riding."
"Do you bet on him?"
"No, I bet on Eversure."
"Well, that's the horse Rick bet on."
"He plays the sure thing, huh?"
"Well, why not? Why shouldn't he?"
"Sure, why not?
Rick's got everything."
"Like Jaime has not, huh?"
"Oh, shut up."
"Look, lasses, you start the conversation. I only go along with it. If you do not wish to talk, do not. Just stand there."
"Cut you off."
"Come on, Mahogany!"
"You bet on Eversure."
"This is a sentimental day for me. Get up in there, Mahogany."
"Oh, he hasn't got a chance. Not a chance."
"He's fifth. Moving up. Ride him, Leach. Ride him."
"Broadway, where is he? Where is he now?"
"Get away before.
Machete, Lee. Machete, give him his head at the hand.
Where's Eversure?
I am not even looking for him. Mahogany! Move up! He's third! He's third! Move, baby!
Come on! Come on!
Hey, look at him go! Mahogany, come on! Come on! Here he comes! Here
he comes! Frank! Ride him! Come on, Frank! Ride him!
Yeah, ride him, Frank! Ride him! Neck and neck! Push, baby! Push! Push! Go on! Go on!
Use the whip, Frank! Use the whip!
Did the photo finish? A photo finish!
Broadway!
Hey, what is the matter with you?
I'm going to faint.
And she does. She keels over right then and there. I get back out of the crowd to the paddock, and there the scene is as follows.
Hey, she is going to be all right, Broadway, huh?
Sure, sure. The excitement knocks her out.
Yeah, lasses, honey, baby, wake up.
She is coming around.
Honey.
It's okay, baby. You just do a rockabye, that is all. You all right now?
Yeah, I'm all right. Hold on.
It is a photo finish between Eversure and Mahogany. But it seems that Mahogany has got a very long nose, and it sticks out just a little bit more.
In fact, it is a good thing that there is a wart on the end of it.
Then you won.
No way.
Honey, I do it. I break the jinx. Oh, boy. I'm in. I'll never forget you give me the chance. The next time you want me, I'll ride a pig down Flagler Boulevard for you.
Hey, kid, you...
Well, a big winner, huh?
I will take that dough now, Brick.
You kidding?
I will take the dough.
Boys.
Yeah, boy.
Crowd in a little. There might be trouble.
Now, look, Brick.
Broadway, take a walk. Be gone a long time.
Listen, I will not walk. I will stay here. And if I do not see you hand over the dough to Jaime, I will do a lot of talking in places where it will be heard. And there are a lot of citizens who would like to hear that Brick McCloskey welches on a bet. You will not be able to get a nickel's worth of bets any place. And furthermore...
Okay. It is only a rip. Here's the dough. But if you ask me, it is a lot of cash. Should have been more like a couple of bucks.
Do not say it, Brick.
Jaime, watch out. His boys.
I do not care about him or his boys. Brick... You will apologize.
Me? To you?
To Lasses.
Jaime, it's all right, honey. It's all right. Don't...
Brick, say you are sorry.
Make me.
Okay.
Why, you... Come on, Lee. We have got some work to do.
Leave me in there where I can use my spur. Get down!
I wait a long time for this.
I do not like to fight, but I enjoy this.
I never think I will see the day that I hand Brick McCloskey a pasting, but I do.
And you fought for me.
Anytime, lasses, anybody. I guess I love you.
You love me?
Baby, lasses, honey, do not cry.
Jaime.
And Broadway, hey, it is wonderful the way you pitch in.
It is nothing. Now, you can do me a favor.
Anything.
It is a very little favor. Just... lead me to the door. I wish to buy two more steaks for my eyes.
Yeah, sure. We will all have steaks tonight. Big, juicy steaks. And lasses. You still want that diamond?
No, Jaime.
But why not? I win a big wad on Mahogany. I take dough from Brick McCloskey. I win the purse. I am loaded.
I don't want you to do anything for me, Jaime. Jaime, honey, I won't ever leave you.
Never?
Never, I swear it. You can go broke again. I don't care if you haven't another dime. Jaime, I love you.
You know, that is the first time you ever say it.
I know. But I'll make up for lost time. Honest, Jaime, I will.
Yeah, sure.
I still do not know where the door is.
I will lead you to it.
Please do. And I will join you tonight.
We will have a party, huh? A big party. You and Lasses and me and Leach and his wife. Hey, Broadway... I wish you could see how happy I am.
So I leave Jaime and Lasses, and I think it is the end of the story. But it is not. And what the payoff is, I will tell you in a minute.
Thank you.
says Jaime gives a big party that night. I never see a happier guy. And I never see a doll look at anybody like Lasses looks at him. It is, well, it is like she is seeing him for the first time and loving him. Then Jaime is dancing with Leach's wife, and I, Lasses, and Leach are sitting at the table when the scene is as follows.
I got 5 offers today. Tomorrow I write again. Gee, what that guy Jaime does for me.
Yeah, it is all right. But you do a lot for him, too. Is that not right, Lasses?
What? Oh, sure, you rode a great race.
I know I'm in. As soon as the starting gate goes up, I feel it.
I guess you break your streak of bad luck, huh, Frank?
Sure. What'd you call me?
Frank. I call you Frank. Your name?
Where'd you get that?
That is not your first name?
Oh, no. My first name is Gus. Why? What gave you the idea it was Frank?
I guess it is because I hear somebody hollering for Frank this afternoon.
Oh, that's for Billings, Frank Billings. He rides ever sure.
Broadway,
say,
I want to...
do me a favor, will you?
Oh, sure, what?
I wish some cigarettes and my eyes still bother me.
Oh, I'll get them right away. Be back in a jiffy.
Lasses, do I not hear you holler for Frank?
You did, too.
Only because I think that is Leach's first name.
Because I yelled it.
That is right. So it seems you want Eversure to win.
Broadway, I wanted it then, but later... no, listen to me, Broadway. I swear I'm on the level now. I wouldn't hurt Jaime if my life depended on it. Oh, you gotta believe me, Broadway, please. Well, when I saw him fighting Brick, I knew. I... Oh, believe me, please.
My, but that boy is fast.
What?
Well, it seems no time at all since he goes after my cigarettes. The boy who rides Mahogany, I mean. And as far as I am concerned, his name is Frank.
Oh, thanks, Broadway.
Do not mention it. Shall we dance?
And so ends the famous Damon Runyon story, That Ever-Loving Wife of Jaime. Listen in again next week for... The Damon Runyon Theater. The Damon Runyon Theater with John Brown as Broadway is directed by Richard Sandville, and the story is adapted for radio by Russell Hughes. Vern Carstensen is in charge of production. This is a Mayfair production.